I'm Roy Masters, by the way. I'm sorry. I just caught by surprise. And we had a wonderful program yesterday. And what makes this program beautiful is that people call with the most serious problems and sometimes the lighter ones. We had a variation of most of those yesterday, but one lady called and she had cancer and her kidneys were infected so badly that she doesn't have much chance to live. I believe that it's possible. Now, it's not a matter of me believing, because believing is a kind of meaningless word. If you've got to know what belief is. I can believe that glass of water on my desk, and it's true. And it doesn't make it true, does it? It just isn't the kind of truth. There's another level of belief. Yeah, I believe you. But then there's belief. And then, but you got to believe in something or somebody, because you can't believe in a carrot, so to speak. It's got to be an entity, a person. And belief means to some people as just believing the gospel and memorizing it and playing it back and getting applause. It's only words, but they think they're Christians, and it is also with just every religion to some degree. The point is, you just shouldn't need religion. You need intuition. You need what Jesus has had. He wasn't taught by anybody. And we need to not be taught by anybody. We can be exposed to information. And then there's the word again. Information can become outformation. And if you believe in the outformation, you're screwed. Because you'll be made to believe anything and function as that. And in America, as where I'm sitting here in a microphone, there's no place on earth, no matter how wise you are, what brilliance you might bring to this subject matter of faith and belief, etc., etc. I started out with the programs discussing that. You have to really have an understanding of it that's alive, that is spoken to you in a wordless way, and not the word. The spoken word will kill you. The spoken word deceives you. And the emotions flowing with that word is the force that will instill behaviors in you that you think to be your own. How many people think that your thoughts are your own? Put your hand up. How many people think your thoughts are your own? No, but nearly everybody has revolving thoughts, rotating thoughts, uncontrolled thinking. So do you think you're in control of your thinking when you're out of control? Do you think you could fix it once you start to have the endless loops of thought? Well, the truth of the matter is, you cannot. Because if you think that you can actually control yourself, and these, I'm referring to words now, I'm changing the subject just a little bit, then if you think you can control what you're saying, and all of a sudden you become infected with all kinds of endless loops of thought over and over and over again at people, and you can't stop it. If it isn't one thought, it's another. Until it drives you crazy. And the more you try to control your thoughts, the more the thoughts have control over you. And we're going to talk about these things. And we're going to talk about the
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, hello again. This is Roy Masters. And I want to spend some time with you. And the number is 800-866-8883. And call me Monday through Friday, weekdays, at 800-866-8883. Would you mind writing that down? You may want to call me. But there's something magic in a relationship of deep discussion about things. And in this case, it's about healing. It's about life. It's about death, etc., etc. It's about purpose. And everything, my purpose in life is to share with you what I shared. I'm an 88-year-old man. Maybe you can tell that. But I have discovered so many things, but I can't lay them out on a plate. But I know that 95%, and I have many important professors in universities agree with me. I've been saying it long before they agreed with anything like this. 95% of every misery, every disease, every war, every broken home, you just name what the problem is, it has one root. Just one. And if you get to the root of it and not try to fix it at beyond that. So when you get disconnected from your intuitive self, you see how I start off right away. And I just want to make a pitch for the new people who are listening. Then, if you would have a problem, the beautiful thing to do is talk to me about your problem. I don't want you to air your dirty washing. I don't care about that. We're not going to be talking about that. I'm not going to criticize you for your behavior, for your drug addiction, for being super sexual in an ugly, dirty, filthy way. A lot of you do that, but that's not my point. Sin is sin, no matter what it is. If you make an excuse, it's a sin. Well, the biggest sin you can make is, if you want to call it as a sin, it's a breach. Listen, when you make a mistake, but when you excuse that mistake, do you really think, for example, that the thought that comes to you as an excuse is looking at your creator with an ugly aspect? In other words, that's why, according to your scripture, it makes the point, even if it's a fairy story, it's a principle. If you do something wrong and you make an excuse for it, you become a liar. And who are you lying to? Him who made you. That's the reason. The minute you do that, how many of you make excuses? Put your hands up. Do you think an excuse is good? Yes or no? Let me give you an example. Simple, very simple example. There's a 50-cent piece on Dad's night table. There's a little boy, he wants to get a toy, a little toy soldier or whatever, a little airplane. And he really wants it. So his father's not there, and he sees it, that silver coin on the table, just there, maybe a quarter, and he takes it. His father comes in, says, "Johnny, did you see that?" "Oh, no, Dad." See, something, you feel the pull. The boy will feel the pull. You felt the pull to take something you shouldn't or do something you shouldn't. And immediately when you get caught, the shame. See, there's innocence and there's no shame. The Garden of Eden was that way. So when they were in the Garden of Eden before all that, they had no shame. They were naked and they had no shame. And so the minute that happened, it's like taking the coin, eating the fruit, which you're told not to, like eating the pie that your mother made for you later on or for the guest. And then a little boy comes along and says, "Let's eat that. That's fun. Let's have it." No, they won't know it's us. The little boy goes along with it. And mother comes and says, "Where's the pie?" "Oh, Johnny made me do it." Now you've got a problem of blaming somebody else. And this is the way we are. The way you are. And we come back to words. Do you think those words or the thoughts that bring you to the words, "Johnny made me do it"? "Did you take that money, Johnny?" "No, I don't know anything about it, Dad." But you see, it's a very simple story of Paradise Lost, but it's an extension of us. There's a tendency to be born into culture, and the culture takes us away. What was done before us became the generations through one man's sin, and death through sin spread through the human race. So every country, everywhere on earth, there's this problem of dishonesty, excuse-making, lying. And every time that happens, it's because something is pulling on you, and the more it pulls on you, the more it speaks through you. Because of the pull that makes you do something wrong. The pull to take advantage of somebody. The pull. You know what that means. I had a little girl. And I often use this opportunity to explain it to my newcomers here. I have a little girl. It's her name's Maggie. And she was maybe 7 or 8 years. And she calls me on the radio. She says, Grandpa. She calls me Grandpa Roy. She's not my daughter, but she's somebody. She's a daughter of someone I've known for 45 years. But she knows who to call. Is it okay to say no to somebody who wants to give you something? I said, you feel the pull. The child can feel the pull. You may no longer feel the pull because you're just used to being pulled. It's becoming natural. And the excuses and the lies, until you can't think straight anymore, until you think your thoughts are coming from you. They're coming from you from a wrong place, but you think it's you speaking. And when you're speaking, you can actually have a very good education and become intellectual, but I tell you, in that state, you're all knowledge and no common sense. And the common sense is the missing ingredient to everything. If you go to my Facebook, you'll see me talking to Matt Drudge. And this is going viral. You need to go to it. It's only 1 minute and 30 seconds. And I'm saying about this sort of thing, about what good and evil is. We all come into the world, innocent. But the world gets us. It depends on what kind of environment you come into. So it infects you that way. And once it infects you that way, It separates you from the ground of being and your freedom. Freedom is freedom from other people's seduction, other people's problems. They tend to want to do to you what was done to them. They came into the world, and they had it done to them, so they grew up to be your parents, and then they do it to you. They take it out. They take the frustrations out. They cannot linger very long. They have to express itself. So and you can build it and build it and build it and build it and suck it up and push it down. But sooner or later, it has to come out. But you won't do it to the person that did it to you, because they're your master. You're subject to that. And you're subject to having to do to somebody else what was done to them. So that is a chain of command, which when activated politically, can control a whole nation. And in this discussion, if you go to this Facebook, my friend was telling me, asking me some questions about right and wrong and good and evil. And I said, if I can remember correctly, because it's 1999 vintage, so it's still very clear and very easy to understand. He said the Nazis always said that if you are emotional, you can see the Führer as the Führer and love him for it. But if you do not have an emotional feeling towards the Führer, then you can see that he's a devil and a wicked person. And you become the enemy of those two. The one that is emotionalized by somebody cruel is been born again, so to speak. He becomes the extension of a person that has bullied him into submission and feels subject to that person because he's been seduced away from his ground of being. So you don't have to do much. When you come into the world, it isn't long before people are confusing you and confounding you and demoralizing you and degrading you and lying to you and blaming you for something you didn't do. So you see how these things go? And these things are very powerful, because even though you have intuition, you can barely speak before. Yes, I mean, it could be so close that you come into the environment of it. And you begin to understand language. And then you see emotions. And you see something wrong. And many of you live long enough to be 3 or 4 and see the hypocrisy and the craziness in your own parents and in your school and everything, everywhere you go. It's everywhere you go in America today. And so what I'm trying to say to you is the person that does that to you had it done to them. There's no way in the world you can screw a person, degrade a person, and control a person unless you yourself have been controlled and been corrupted. Because if you weren't corrupted, you'd be innocent. And because you are corrupted, you're the extension of the corrupter and distinctly different from it and subject to the world and the spoken word. The spoken voice with all the emotions attached. It flows into you and it begins to shape you into one of them. And Hitler did it to a whole nation. And those who wouldn't go along were slaves and had to do all the dirty work. See? So now let me put, it's almost 20 minutes since I started this program. And yesterday we had some very interesting questions. I can go on for hours. But you don't need me to go on for hours. What's wrong with you? Give me a call. 1-800-866-8883. We had a wonderful program yesterday. I wish I could repeat this kind of thing. It takes courage to pick up the phone and call 800-866-8883. That's all. And then we have a discussion. And you ask questions. And I ask you a question. And we'll be right back. 800-866-8883. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, I would like to do a program with, I don't like to lecture, but isn't anyone out there, is there someone out there that could challenge me on what I said, that you don't know what you're doing? Because, if you're robbed of your intuition, you know what I mean by intuition? It means intuition. That's what I mean. It means you're speaking spontaneously from something that moves you from within and, to boot, created you from the beginning to play that role. But when you come into the world, you come into the world innocent. It's not the same thing as Paradise Lost. That was deliberate, you see. He ate of the fruit and he listened to his wife, and because you've listened to your woman, dust thou art and dust thou shalt belong. Through one man's sin and death through sin spreads through the human race. It is like a pandemic. But now I want to draw a line between those people who see evil as good. See, and good as evil. That's the problem of this country right now. You got lots of people who are decent, but they are not aware. They've been mesmerized, so to speak, and I'm an expert in demesmerizing people. And I will come I'll get to Randy in just a minute, and I want to add something. In the last 10 or 12 days, I have 1,200,000 people going to my Facebook. I want 30 million people. If I can get 20 or 30 million people, it's going to happen. I'll spend the money to make it happen. And I want you to spread. Those of you who have recovered your illnesses and diseases and you got your marriage got together and your cancer's no more. I've been doing this for 55 years. With attacks from the lying, you know who they are, the lying people who pretend to be your servant. Media, I'm talking about that. These people, I tell you, there's something about going to school whereby you have to jump through questions and or memorize it. And play it back, even if it isn't true. I could never do that. My life has been saved because of my stubbornness, not my rebellion. There's a big difference. I want to know, what does that mean? Just don't give me a scientific stuff, but tell me what it is. No, we've got a name for it. No, I want to know how it got there. I want to know what you don't know about it. I get it. Electron, okay. Well, how comes it's so right on? It will go 186,000 miles per second, whatever it is, whatever the speed of electricity is, it's about the speed of light. But why does it do it so perfectly so you can hear me all around the world and back again 7 times in one second? I want to know who does that. No, but you can use it. That's wonderful. You can look. I'm using it. It's great. But I want to know why. You can do it. You can make things. But the tendency is not always, of course. You could have both. You could have to want to know why it works and make it work. I want to know what you don't know. I want to know what you don't know in physics. I want to know what nobody knows in metaphysics, religion. And I found answers. I know that they're both connected. Science and religion are connected. In the beginning, there's a void. Wow, that means nothing. I mean nothing. No heat, because you measure what temperature by the word of heat. There's no cold in the word. It's less and less and less and less and less and less and less heat. And then you call it cold. But you can call it cold. But still, it gets to a point where three degrees below that point, so they tell me, is a warmth that they don't understand. They can't get lower than that, but they know it's there. That's gravity. You can't see it. You can't smell it. And it has a particular a way of behavior which is needed to be understood. See? Oh, yes, I've got lots of calls now. I better shut up. Okay. I've got the calls that I want to do. I'm just wanting to say, I want you to know that I can answer most of your questions. 95% of them I can answer. As 5%, I think it's, it has other reasons for it making your life miserable. But I want to talk to human beings in a way that you recognize where I'm coming from, and I didn't go to school to learn it. And I'm not going to make any mistakes. I know exactly what causes what. I'll give you an example, and I'll be right back with Randy. But the conversation started this morning. My daughter had to have some dental work. You know, to have some drilling, it's painful. She has 6 of those. I said, you know what causes that? She says, yes, dry mouth. I said, well, why do you have a dry mouth? Nobody asks that question. Do you know why you have a dry mouth and why your teeth rot? There's a reason for that. I leave that alone. Is that correct? What causes the dry mouth? Fear. Anger, fear. That makes you dry. When you get fearful, your mouth dries up. If you stay angry a lot, you have a dry mouth and lose your teeth. I got mine here. See? So got them. 88. All right. We're going to go to Randy in New Hampshire. Hello, Randy.
Hello, Roy.
I'm looking forward to what you have to say. Go ahead.
Okay, Roy. A month ago, I woke up at 1 in the morning with my heart beating real fast.
It I know what that is.
Wasn't any pain, though.
I know what that is. My son David had that.
Really?
Yes,
did he
did.
Have AFib?
Well, no, yeah, he did. Yes, David, you had it, didn't you? Yes. And so I said, David, anger. You've been angry for a long time. He had a difficult life. I won't go into that. But it made him angry. Angry, 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 angry. Got worse and worse and worse. The more angry you are, the more angry you become. And then it affects your heart. And it lowers the immune system and other defensive mechanisms. Okay. 800-866-8883. I'll get back to you. I spent too much time talking about life. Okay, I will take my opportunity. If you wouldn't mind, Randy, waiting a couple of minutes, I need to make a little commercial for my upkeep on this program. I want to just tell you that a plan I have. We have 68 days at this. What's the date today? Anybody knows? I forget it. Let me see if it's still here. No, I've shut my computer down completely. We've got about 68 days before Civil War. I know it. I'm a veteran, World War II. I know what's coming. I know how it works. I know what psychiatrists don't understand. They're still wondering how Hitler did it. But I know how to undo it in mass. I know how to do it in individuals by explaining to them what they couldn't see. But when I show them, it will all of a sudden it lights up, and then it disappears. And I'm going to be talking to Randy, because David has had cancer once, and from the same angle, and arterial fibrillation, he had that too. And he dealt with it exactly the way I told him. And he wasn't young when he had that 10 years ago. And then, but everything disappeared. And the cancer that shouldn't be cured by this method, which is for too much sun with a fair skin, it went away too. He had lumps taken out. But then he began to listen to Dad, and he understood it. He was so angry one time he couldn't see it. And then he saw the danger of it, and he gave in to simple things, like my friend here, Randy. And I want to do this to the country. I want to get 30 million people. I've started already, and within 10 days, I have 1,200,000 people, roughly. See? And I want to get as many people on this program or going to the website. What's it called? Facebook. It's becoming viral. And if I can talk to a lot of people, it's like the media. It becomes a media that I couldn't possibly have. The media against you wanting to become a whole a country. They know what they're doing. They've all been programmed through the schools. And I say to you, the more intellectual you are, more intellectual meaning proud of how much you can know and talk and all the fancy words, etc., etc., the more intellectual you are, the less intuitiveness you have, and the more you're easily controlled by higher forces in a wrong way. And so you've got to be very careful about going to school. I chose not to. I chose not to get an education. I will follow my love. My love was, why did Hitler, why could he do this to people? Why could he make a person see him in good light? It was emotion. And that's what I was telling.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yeah, I know that atrial fibrillation, it's emotion. No, angry. It has different things. You know, fight or flight, yes, either one. But it drains adrenaline. And so when it drains the adrenaline, it also affects the immune system, but we'll leave that alone for a minute because it's mostly the adrenaline. Because when you run and fight, but inside your head, and you're just keeping angry and angry and angrier, it can produce many different sicknesses. One of them is you can't breathe. Asthma is one of them. But it affects your heart. It affects everything. You can't have anger all day long. Once is enough. The animals can have it because it's not a sin to be angry and run and fight. But it's a sin for us to give in to a bully or to be a bully, to do unto others what was done unto you, because that's what happens. And so you need to look at your beginning of life. Who is it that pissed you off excuse the expression. I don't mean to be rude, Randy, but is that a fair question?
Who has done that to me? I mean, made me feel that way?
Yes. Made you angry? Very angry. And suppressed it. And put a nice face on. I hear the nice face. But there's a lot of anger behind that. And the more you put a good face on, the more you have to play the game of putting a face on. And when people like you, they're actually, you know, unbeknown to them, they're enabling you to become more angry. This thing inside you is not controllable. You're no longer yourself. And so one of the ways they do it, you've got to be very careful. They will cut. You have two strings that cause you to makes your heart work, make it beat. Two strings. They cut one. It still works like having two kidneys. It's electrical. The string is electrical. It's not the thing itself. They cut it in some way. I'm not sure about that, how it does. But I have another son, and he also had that fibrillation thing. And they cut that, so he's only got one left. If he loses the other one, like a second kidney, he'll need a pacemaker, and he won't be able to live without it. So you've got to be very careful how you treat it. And I suggest you look at your anger so that it goes away naturally, and you have two strings, like having two kidneys.
It's my anger inside of me. I can't even think of who I feel like that. My sister, I can't seem to ever get along with her. She's...
But why do you try to get along with them? That's the problem, isn't it? You're not supposed to try to get along with people. They need to get along with you. And I don't mean to use the same tricks that they use. So when you try, and a person tries to push me, and I've got somebody doing that to me right now, and the more he tries to do it to me, the more he feels frustrated. I don't feel anything. He screams, yells, calls me horrible names. I just let him vent. And because there's something in him that wants me to give my life to him. Literally eat me, eat my substance. To become subject to another human being is like making them as a kind of pseudo-god. And so you must, and then the guilt you have for trying to go along, and all it does is embolden them to do it to you more.
Yeah,
what you need
that.
To do is drop the anger. That's the whole game. But how do you do that? That's the question. Are we on the same page?
Yes, I can understand what you're saying. I thought it was all about the doctors because they put me on all this medication, and every week they keep increasing it, and now I'm on four of them, and I'll tell you the truth, I'm wondering.
They don't know what the hell they're doing, those stupid idiots.
That's what I was thinking, but they're keeping me alive, but I'm tired.
Okay,
all the time.
Let's go with that. Medicine is good to keep you alive, but it only makes you worse. You live longer, but you live wronger. So you haven't got to the root. The root is resentment and judgment. And then the aspect of that is when you're angry, you feel guilty. When you feel guilty, the good part of you has the guilt. But when you feel guilty, it will make you think you haven't been kind enough and get along with that person, which you then do. That's it, over and over again. Never stops until it kills you. That lady, that woman, your sister or her is, she doesn't know she's killing you. And the doctor doesn't know. All he knows, he goes to school, and atrial fibrillation, all you do is give him this pill. A pill, 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 pill. That doesn't cure anything. It just makes you live longer, wronger.
Right.
And pretty soon it's better living through chemistry. Well, and you've never learned You're just alive, miserably alive.
That's how I felt in the last 4 weeks, absolutely, positively miserable.
My dear friend, Mercy, do you have my meditation? It doesn't cost you any money.
Yes, I do, and I just talked to the foundation today. There's a new one, 7-minute medication.
It doesn't cost any money. You can go to the web. Listen, you go to my web, FHU.com, it's there, and you download it into your iPhone or on your computer.
I don't have a computer. I could go next door and use one, though.
Yes. You just borrow it.
You'd send me that free, Roy?
Free. I want everybody on earth to have it for free.
I heard it.
My job is money. I do need money, by the way, but my job, I'm not interested in money. I've got a skill. I have a gift. I don't want to share it. And when you get better, you share it.
I
must have hundreds of thousands out now. I want them to go to every country in every language. It's only 7 minutes, and there's no religion attached to it. But there is, but you can't see it. It's a way to cross the Berlin Wall. To give you an example, you're on the right side of the wall, freedom. On the other side of the wall, tyranny. All it does is bring you back to the right side of the wall. And it's very easy if you know where the hole is or the place is where you enter and leave the one world behind and become the subject of him who created the universe rather than that which has recreated it, you in the likeness of with something wicked and cruel that you cannot see but you think it's you. There is no you. You're just the body that speaks through. And it makes you think it's your thoughts. And it makes you think it's your sickness. And it makes you believe in other people can fix you. You can't. Because the root is the root of the problem is being irritable, annoyed, and aggravated. Basically. Especially when you're young. You see everything around you. And you can't understand that the cruelty and the dishonesties around. You can't believe it. And so you pick it up. And you begin to feel conflict. You conflict with what you're losing and what you're becoming. I'm just saying stop. Just think for a second and just don't struggle with your thoughts because you cannot control them. It's a dirty trick. It makes you do something wrong, and then whatever that it is, you can't see it. You can't see God, and you can't see the devil. But you have intuition, and then you have outtuition. What you've got for your whole life is outtuition, and you have to go to the world to get your answers. The answer is within you. The kingdom of heaven is within you, and men do not see it.
I believe that. Another thing that's bothered me considerably, well, the last year, bothered me an awful lot. I don't know if this caused it, but the candidates we have for presidency, well, I shouldn't even talk about this, but there's one female that's running and all she does is lie.
You're talking to, I'm a 501c3, I can't talk about politics.
Oh, okay.
Directly. But I know what you're talking about. You're right on the money. But don't hate it. Whatever you do, don't hate it. Hitler makes you hate him. And then you feel guilty and you love him. And then you love him and you embolden him more. And then you see him as a Führer. But the people who are not angry and not emotional will see him for what he is. And then you become the enemy if you see him. That's how it works. Innocence is enemy. Because you see him for what he is, but those who have been angered and have been upset and emotionalized by that person, bullied, will see him in a different light the way you do. And if you don't see him that way, he's his enemy.
Okay.
That's why he hated the Jews, because they were so bright. To hate ISIS the same way. They are so hateful evil. They want to eat children.
He often spoke, from what I've read, he often spoke of God, but he hated Jesus Christ, I know. I've heard things he said in reference to him, and he seemed to hate the Lord Jesus. He hated him for some reason.
He hates innocence. The people who hate innocence could be temporary so, and live a life, and maybe just before he dies, like the thief on the cross, one said, "Why are you criticizing this man? He didn't do anything wrong. We deserve what we got." That man. God is so gracious that you can be on your last legs and own up to something and be noble, and you're into paradise. You're meant to live forever. Nothing lives forever. Everything eats everything in nature eats each other. If it didn't eat each other, we wouldn't have anything to eat. You see that?
I believe we can be here for eternity, absolute eternity.
Yes, but I'm going to share the secret with you. Use the meditation, and it doesn't cost any money, nothing. If you want to support the foundation, it only enables me to get to more people. That's all I care.
I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do exactly what you said tomorrow.
And you call me back. You'll be just fine. You watch how quickly that disappears. It'll be gone by the evening. Just tally-ho.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said your problem would be gone probably by the evening.
Oh, goodness.
But don't,
thank you, Roy.
But do me a favor. Do not try to do anything but the simple things I ask you to do. Like, look at your eyelids with your eyes closed. That sounds really crazy, doesn't it? But just look.
Look at my eyelids with my eyelids closed?
Yes. Just look at this. It starts like that. It's very simple, but you'll get used to it. If anybody wants to talk about it, I'll be happy to share how it works. Oh, here I am, still here. Who's next? Is it Keith? David? I'm waiting. Oh, 800-866-8883. We're talking about the dark side of us, the dark side of other people, and the dark side you recognize in yourself, and how you got to be possessed by it, and how it could be resolved. All right, where's John? In Nevada. Hello, old boy. What can I do for you? John, are you there?
Hi, Roy. I wanted to tell on myself. The last time we spoke, you said there's something about the dark side that I like. I think I know what it is now.
What?
I just won't let go of the things that happened when I was so young.
In other words, you missed your childhood. Is that what you're saying? And it's been stolen from you.
I just won't let go of it.
No. It doesn't want you to let go. You don't like it, but don't hate it. What you need to do is to recognize it. It's making you hate it so it can eat more of you.
Yes, sir.
Now, your anger cannot cure it. It only emboldens it. It gives it more power. That's the name of the game. You start to get angry. You come into the world. And you see all this being done to you, and you hate it. And now you've got hate inside you that makes you a different person. But deep down inside, you want an answer. You got to the point to see where it has led to you. Anger begets anger, begets anger, begets anger, and you're dead.
There's something else. This deadly disease I have, I'm making it worse by worrying, by giving it energy, by giving it attention.
Yeah, that's right. You're getting it. So what are you going to do about it?
I'm not going to give it any more energy.
That's right. But you need to meditate. But listen, you can't do that on your own, but you can see it needs to be done. You can see that it has to be taken away. In a similar manner where you were not aware of what happened to you and it got into you, now you need to be aware that it happened to you, and what happened to you is you are becoming the thing you hate. And
exactly.
It won't let go of you.
No, sir.
And so what I'm trying to say is, but at the same time that you see this other self that is pretending to be you, and also giving you the idea that you're a naughty boy, you know, must fix that yourself. You cannot fix it yourself, and the doctors can't fix it. Nobody can fix that. Nobody. Only who made you. You go back to the factory. I always use that term. You know, you have a car, you take it back to the factory, and then they fix it. See, there's nobody can fix what was broken in this sense. You have to be still and stop running, because when you're struggling, you're running away. You're being preoccupied with trying to fix yourself, only to make yourself worse, and frustrated, you try again. And you never stop trying until you're worn out.
I am so sorry for the mess I've made in my life.
No, that's good. But it's not... Listen.
I am so sorry.
But aren't you glad you can see it? Try this one.
Yeah.
Try this. I like the sorry, but don't have emotion for it. Don't have emotion for the sorry. I'm grateful to see it. In other words, instead of being sorry for it, yes, you are, but sorry means I don't want to be sorry for myself. I don't want to be sorry for other people. That doesn't help. It only hurts. It makes the person more sorry. What you need is to have the sorry turn into, I see that. I see it. I don't have to do anything. The light within me, it shows me. I don't have to do anything, like the other side of you wants you to do something when you and make you more sorry and try. It doesn't ask you to do anything. Just follow the yellow brick road. Follow the simple technique, which is very simple. There's no religious words in it. There's no advice in it, because the advice you're going to get comes from intuition in the very moment. You spontaneously speak junk. The average person speaks junk. Useless, nothing, doesn't get anywhere. And they charm each other, and they talk to each other, and they laugh together, and they get fat together, and they screw each other together. So no, you need to be now aware of yourself. You could do nothing, and that's true. Jesus said the same thing: of myself I could do nothing, the Father within me doth it. Why not you? Just allow the light to come into you, because I will show you where the light is. If you just follow the instructions, you will be full of light. And you'll begin to see and perceive as well as seeing. Seeing is one thing, like animals can see. A gnat can see where it goes. A fly knows where it goes. It has eyes. Or more so you, you see with your eyes, but you also see with the light of your soul. There's a light that lights up everything that's wrong with you. And when you see it, oh, that's it. You're walking down the street and something happens. Wow. A thought comes to your mind that I never saw that before. You could see a baby cry. You could see some cruelty that reminds you of the past. All of a sudden, you see the person crying, but you see yourself, that's me. Look at that person, doesn't see what's being done to him. I have, you know, I travel sometimes, I used to, and people would be attracted to me, we're sitting waiting for the airplane, and we get to talking, and when we get in the airplane and sitting next to a person, I say, yes, you know, where are you going? And we had a nice little chat. And I said, what do you do? And he tells me, he said, what do you do? I said, I help people to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. You mean it? I stress. You have stress? Oh, I got lots of stress. And then before that person leaves that plane, he's already starting to get better. See? Got it?
I think so. I think so. I want this so much. I want the light, and I want my health.
But don't want it with a hunger. Want it because of yourself, please, and helpless. Be like the thief on the cross. He sees the other person being rude, degrading Jesus. He's dying the same way, sort of. And the other thief says, look, he's suffering. We deserve what we got. And he says, therefore shall you see to be in paradise to this day. All you need is to see it. But there must be a light that comes from within that shows you. The light that comes in shows you your nightmare. You ever had a nightmare and you have something chasing you?
I have nightmares.
In three dimensions, you see it in three dimensions, there's a light shining on that. That's what makes it so real. The light's coming from within you because you're asleep. There's no light coming in, but there is a light coming in. It's showing you something. It's showing you a bad dream. It scares the bejeebus out of you. See, there's a light.
I have night terrors every night. I sleep with the light on. It's so bad.
But that won't. But that is simply understanding. It's an equivalent, but not the same. The light is within you. Turn that light out, and leave. Stay in the darkness and see what comes to you after you meditate. A light will shine, and you'll see through yourself. And I see it. I never saw it before. But you don't go happy. You don't go happy, happy, happy. It's just simply there's simply this. Oh, that's it. It's a beautiful sentiment. It's just a beautiful sentiment. And then another one. And then another one. Once it starts, you keep seeing it, and you're able to deal with it more and more. And it begins with your thoughts, judgment. Who are you judging? That's the first
thing. Everybody.
I know. It spreads to everybody. But the
everybody.
First person, who was the first person that did it to you?
My father and mother.
Yes, but you understand, they were born innocent, and they couldn't help but doing it to you. Who are you to judge them? Now you've grown up. Yes. See, now, but they never had a person like myself in their life. You do not know where they are now. You don't know whether heaven or hell. But I will see to you and bless you. Just let them go. Let them go. They couldn't help themselves. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. That's it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to raise money. One of the reasons, main reasons, is I want to get 30 million people. I discovered on Facebook that within 10 days, I have 1,200,000, almost 200,000. And it's multiplying. Tell your friends, go to my website and see what is exciting them. A simple reason for everything in 1 minute and 30 seconds with Matt Drudge and myself in 1999. Just 1 minute. Thank you for supporting my program. Will you please do that soon? A little bit helps. Thank you.